others tonight?
I have a praise item. Eddie Vaughn, my grandson, had a COVID test and it came out negative. Amen.
Stand with us in this evening. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Go ahead, Brother Jerry, if you would open us tonight.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful once again to be back in thy house, Lord. We ask that it be your possession. We get into our possession tonight. Lord, we pray for the pastors and pray for the messengers tonight, Lord. Bless each one this year, Lord. Be the things we ask in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
You may come over here.
Huh?
So you better come over here.
Let me get a chair and come out here.
Okay. Yeah. Bring you over here.
Down here, you talking about?
That's what I pushed in the second portion.
That's getting pretty close to you.
What?
Yeah. Sermon audio? I don't have it going to Facebook right now.
I know it.
Yeah.
See, Lynette has an uncle. He's passed away. His name was Leroy, and he'd get happy to preach him. And I sat on the outside aisle in the church. And one Sunday morning before Sunday school started, he got happy in the spirit. And I mean, here he come. He's preaching. He is going. And the next thing I know, he had a size 14 hand. And he comes up and he goes, "That's right, ain't it, brother?" And I mean, tell you, nailed me in the back. I couldn't just, I tell you. Maybe I had a broken rib or something for a while, but
you know Betty that better?
Huh?
You know Betty that better?
Danny?
No,
Betty. I can't remember that I ever met Sister Betty, but
they were here one night, and Chase Daddy was. Kay Vine, her dad was sitting back here, and she was trying to get him saved, talking to him. And he was paying her to the kitchen. She cut off his hat and one day was out of here. And listen to me.
It didn't do any good.
That's it. Let's do it. Turn to page 81. We'll do that at Calvary.
Thank you.
sitting way back there, right? See if we can pull off 1048. Swing wide the gate. Don't know, but we'll give it a try. I mean,
would you? I would. And how many out of that 10% really love God? You know, it's easy to come into a church that loves God and say, I love you, brother, I love you, sister, I hug your neck, or whatever. But then when you get out there, that's where the true mark of a Christian is. And the one that can really take the slap in the face or whatever and still stand up and say, I love God, I don't know about you, but I do. I love every brother and sister in this church and everywhere else that I go to. If you say you're a Christian, now you're my brother, you're my sister, and I love you. And that don't mean I just love you here or there. I love you all the way up to Jesus and all the way down to the devil, or whatever distance they are in between. I love God, and I'm sure thankful God has allowed me to be here. Are you singing your song?
Would you like
that?
Would you like that? Would you like
that?
Take a heart that's broken, make it over again. But I know a man who can. I can take a soul that's sensitive, make it white as the snow. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men.
It'll be our decision whether we go to be with God or we go to be with the devil.
It's going to be based upon that, because the Bible has said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so you and I tonight have the choice set before us, and I hope that we've already made that decision long ago. But if not, the decision is still there tonight to be made. Whether we'll accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our life, be born again, not of the water, but of the blood and of the Spirit, of being born again in Christ Jesus, being that new creature which God desires for us to have become. And I believe it's just set out there, I guess you might say, I want to say for the grabbing, but for the asking, that if we will ask God, God will give it to you and I. And so all the songs that we sing tonight are based upon this fact that one day we're going to live with God. I mean, why would we glorify God in song? Why would we glorify God in testimony if we're not going to live? If we're not going to be with God? I don't know anybody tonight that is in hell, and let me just say it this way. I don't know who is or who isn't there. That's between them and God. But this aspect is that I know some folks who died, who if they didn't change in the moments of time, if God gave them the last few moments of their life, of breath, there's somehow, some way, and they changed right then. There are some folks that I know who are in hell, but I don't know that for sure, other than that thought process there. But there's nobody there tonight singing praises to God. There's nobody there tonight singing, He Set Me Free, or Victory in Jesus, or At Calvary. Nobody's singing Little as Much if God is in it, if you stop to think about it tonight. One of these days we're going to die in this body, but we're going to live an eternal body. You think about tonight, this aspect here, they were concerned about the physical death. Jesus is more concerned about the spiritual death. Because the spiritual death is the one that is permanent. If you are spiritually dead and you leave this physical life, you will spend an eternity in hell. But if you are spiritually alive when you leave this physical life, you'll spend eternity in heaven. Those are the only two choices that any of us have. I was thinking on the way down this morning, if God is not alive, if God is dead, there's no reason to be here. But if God is alive, then we have to consider this aspect. If God is alive, is what He said in His Word true? And I believe He is, and I believe it is, and therefore I want to live in order to please the Lord. I heard Phil Robertson say one time, or Robertson, I guess, the duck guy, who, anyways, he was talking about the counting of time, and I used this the other day with somebody, and I said, a lot of people believe in God, but they just don't believe in following God. But yet all those who say they don't believe in God or don't believe in Jesus and don't believe in salvation and stuff, all of those every year celebrate New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I mean, you just ought to think about it. Whether you celebrate Christmas or you don't celebrate Christmas is based upon whether you believe in Jesus or you don't believe in Jesus. But as far as the New Year's, the whole world has recognized that January 1st has come and gone. And as we go through, we're counting down the days. And sooner or later, at some point in time, there's going to be another New Year day coming through there if God tarries. And they'll celebrate again a New Year's Eve and a New Year's Day. And that's all based upon Jesus, by the way. Why are we counting time by a man who does not exist according to most people? Because He did exist. He does exist. And He always will exist. And in this, I asked him, I said, so if that is the case, what will you do with Jesus, the one who caused us to start counting time? Just stop to think about it. The decision set before us tonight is life and death. The determination that we have made in our lives is that we want to live forever with God. We want to be forever in heaven. I want to go where eternity is sweet, not where it's hot. And in so tonight, I believe in these words when He said unto her, thy brother shall live and rise again. I know because I've read the whole scripture. I can see the aspect of Martha there when she says, well, I know that he will rise or live in the day of resurrection last day. Jesus was talking about now, but I can see the understanding why she was saying, well, Lord, I know that he believed in you. And I know that he believes in the resurrection. I know that this is going to come to pass.
But then the next words that Jesus say are in verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth, catch that, liveth. Lazarus was dead, but yet while he was alive, believed in Jesus. And then Jesus puts it out to you and I that whosoever liveth and believeth, in me shall never die. We're going to live forever. The end of my physical life is the beginning of my eternal life, and I will tell you, the one outweighs the other by far, although I've never experienced it. I know this, that in this life, I love my family, I love my wife, I love my children, I mean, I love my brothers and sisters, there's nothing like them, and my church family, I love y'all, but one of these days, I'm going to get to go be with my loved Savior. That's going to be something far more significant, far more better, far, we can't even comprehend the magnificence of that. And so when we stop to think about it tonight, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asked the question, believest thou this? She said to him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Is he our Christ? Because he is the Son of God. He has come into the world. He is coming back. It is up to us, and it's for us to believe, not just believe, but to follow. And you can go on down and read the rest of what happened here. They went to the tomb where he lay. Look at very carefully this. And I said this a while ago in the clarification and the thought process of it. He said in verse 43, when he had thus spoken after his prayer, he said, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And we know tonight again, because he cried, Lazarus, Lazarus came forth. Specifically, Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha. Were there other Lazaruses probably at that time who may have died? Probably so. They always gave them family names. But at this point, this when he calls Lazarus, it is this specific Lazarus. And I said that if he had called out, come forth, the graves would have burst and people would have come out because that's the power of God. Well, one day, that's exactly what he's going to do. We sing the song, son, go bring my children home. Can you imagine Jesus coming back on the clouds of glory? The trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be called up immediately in the air. We're going to notice what trumpet is sounding. Now think about that for just a second. People play trumpets every day, right? I mean, they're played everywhere at all times. It just seems like there's somebody somewhere probably tonight playing a trumpet, but nobody's coming out of the grave there. But when the trumpet of God is sound, that's going to be a trumpet that wakes the dead. And they're not dead in this aspect, that they're dead, but just that body is dead. Church, you and I have a whole lot to live for, and we've got a long time to live if we live for the right one. But I'm going to tell you something. There, even though you're alive, there is no living in hell. It's dead. It's separation from God. It's eternity long. There's the Bible called, I mean, I don't think that we can understand weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. I don't think we can comprehend the agony of separation. Seeing comforted loved ones, and yet we're tormented. And furthermore, I'll just be honest with you tonight, I don't want to. My prayer is like Paul's, my prayer is and heart's desire is that people would be saved. He said that Israel might be saved. Mine is that people might be saved. Israel included. All those here. brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, friends, loved ones that we know, don't know, family, extended family, however you want to look at it, it would, I cannot comprehend, and I know it's hard for any of us to do this because it's just, it's an impossibility for us to comprehend a loved one not getting to go be with God, or people dying and going to hell, choosing hell over heaven. Does it make any sense? The sad part of reality is that has happened. The good news is it doesn't have to happen to us. Set your eyes on the Lord. Follow Him. Love Him. Honor Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Live for Him. Live with Him. He will live within you. We'll be a lot better off when we close our eyes in the physical death, knowing that our spiritual life has just begun in Christ Jesus. Would you stand with us tonight? Most heavenly, gracious Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, dear God, for all that you do and all that you've done, all that you will do. Lord, tonight we ask that we put our faith and our trust in Thee and Thee alone. God, uncompromisingly, unwaveringly, dear God, standing true, faithful, and firm for you. Dear Lord, tonight I pray that you just help us in our weakest areas, continue to strengthen us in our strengthening areas, draw us close one to another, one to you. Father, we ask and we pray tonight in Christ's holy, holy name. Amen. Amen. Anything anybody wants to say tonight? All right. Be live, Lord willing, Wednesday night on sermon audio, possibly Facebook. Ned is trying her best to figure out the ULR, ICB codes, and BYU thing. I don't know what there is there, getting all that together. And, also trying to, we're trying to find a good solid mic. That one Sister Tanya bought for us worked great and wonderful, and all of a sudden just went. And we looked up reviews, sis. The average life of that thing is 3 to 6 months.
Oh.
Even though it's got a 1-year warranty.
Okay.
But the people who used the warranty said it was more difficult to use the warranty than it was to purchase a new mic. But it was great. I mean, it worked fine, and now we're trying to find something compatible that'll last. I mean, because that thing sit there and just... So, anyways, we'll get all that put together and get that figured out. But remember one another. Anything else? Brother Don, will you dismiss it?